You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
How's your girl, man?
She left me.
Is today the worst day of your life?
Yeah. And my dad got deported.
I'm never going to financially recover from this.
Put my stuff in Jell-O again.
I did not sleep for 1 second last night, and I cracked the bottom of the toilet.
My life.
Thank you. All right, 7:19. Here we go. You know, timing is the secret to the continued success of the broadcast. Yes. These big gaps.
They build suspense.
Yeah, it does. It does. Yeah. It does, yeah. It's F My Life. Here we go. It's a website called F My Life where you post your the wrongs that occur. And then you ask the crowd to judge whether or not your life is truly effed or, in fact, you deserve this in some way. You can read the ratings. You can even ask them for more information before you make a pronouncement, etc., right? For example, today, I've been married for nearly 16 years. I've not had sex in over 3 years. My wife spends all hours, day and night, chatting and gaming online with friends, and when she crashes into bed, she goes straight to sleep. F my life.
Yeah, that's pretty sad.
That's very sad.
That's sad.
Some distance there.
Start gaming.
Yeah. Well, there's that.
Learn to kick her butt at it.
Especially in the lockdown. You don't really have a lot of choice.
Yeah.
That's a smart take on that.
Yeah.
Start gaming. Get
trying
in
to,
on
trying
it.
To engage.
Yeah.
Today, I had to cancel an airplane ticket to a friend's wedding. Because first, he gave me the wrong date. After which, his then-fiancé cut down the guest list because of COVID safety. So instead of paying $600 to be in the ceremony, I am now paying $400 to not go anywhere because they don't refund the tickets.
Ah!
Not fully anyway.
That's awful, yeah.
$400 yeah. And you got cut. Have you seen this thing with the wedding? Weddings these days with the tiers? You're in tier one, tier two, tier three. And this is literally the importance. Because we can only have so many guests.
Yeah, but you don't and tell people.
I know. Again, you don't tell everybody what you're thinking all the time, right?
Yeah, you're third string. You're going to have to hold a clipboard and wait to see if something opens up.
I'm going to need to. Yeah, you got to let me know because I have to get down to the tier three people. You're in steerage. Enjoy that, Jack.
Yeah, you're sinking with the ship.
You're going down. Today, while looking through the newspaper, I saw that my sister got married a couple weeks ago. Not only did she not invite me, she even forgot to mention it yesterday while we were having lunch.
Oh.
Oh,
anything
my.
New in your life? Nope.
Wow, that sucks. Today, I realized that the guy that I have liked for the past 7 months is actually a girl.
I can see that happening to me.
I told all my friends about how much I like this guy, but then no one bothered to tell me that the guy is really a girl. F my life.
Should we tell her?
No. Much more
hot.
Keep it much more entertaining. Oh, my God, yeah.
Hot. Well, I don't know how hot it's going to be if you thought she was a man.
If you're in there for the D,
and
instead they're serving up the V.
Bit of a surprise, but you know.
You go with it?
I would.
I
would, but.
God, I love her.
Not everybody's the same.
Not everybody's the same.
And you don't have to be. And that's what makes us all wonderful.
No. What you said makes you wonderful.
You gotta give me a heads up, though, because I don't think I can roll with it if I reach down expecting to find whatever treasure I'm looking for.
Very true. Yeah.
And in that, is that my moment of discovery? Shouldn't you tell me? Well, it's not this person's fault because this is her crush.
Yeah,
this
right.
They've never had the conversation.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Yeah. I mean, flip this the
crying
other way.
Game.
You know?
Crying game. Yeah. Today, the power went out, so my family all stayed together in one room to try and keep warm. Boy, this is relatable to a lot of parts of the country.
Yeah.
I was on the bed against the wall, and I reached down only to find my own panties tucked into the side of my brother's bed.
Oh!
I thought she was going to reach down and feel a V over there.
Not one pair, but two. F my life.
Hey, sis.
It's a little weird. Dude.
Step bro, what are you doing?
Oh, hey, Pornhub. Today, because I wouldn't let my little sister have any more cookies, she snuck into my room while I was sleeping and super glued my lips.
Oh! Oh, my!
Oh.
Wow!
That would freak you out.
Well, if I can't have any cookies, neither can you.
That's exactly right. She's mad, man. Yeah.
Super glued your lips together.
Wow.
Not good.
Today, despite being hearing impaired, I spent an hour on the phone with Comcast setting up my mom's internet because my sister, who hears just fine, was too busy.
Oh.
That's really... Oh, my God. If you know anybody that has a hearing impairment and struggles with this kind of stuff, that is torture. That is just torture. Today, my mom thought it would be funny to wake me up with a monster mask on, holding a knife and screaming, "I'm going to kill you." My first response was to punch her right in the face and then kick her in the stomach. Oh. Guess who's grounded?
It should be mom.
Yes, it should be mom. Yes.
My sister has woken me up, not with the monster, "I'm going to kill you," but you know, being in my face or doing get up for school or whatever, and you swing. You can't help it. I have swung on her many times from that.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. That's about right.
Yeah. I was going down to my room one night after being out in nightclub, so I'm a full-grown, almost man.
Yeah.
It's not little kid stuff anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I opened the door to go to my room, which is downstairs, and my brother's back there. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning. I hit him in the face so hard.
Yes.
He hit the wall. He fell down the stairs. I mean, we're grown. We don't hit each other like this anymore.
Never snuck up on you again, though.
No.
He's... And you know how when you're really hurt, but you're still laughing, but it hurts a lot?
Yeah.
Like, dude, do I need to call somebody? Today, I overheard a lady tell her child in a store that, "If you don't stop crying, I'll tell that guy over there to take you away." She was looking right at me.
No, I don't want to be your boogeyman.
Boogeyman, dude.
Woo!
Man.
And then finally this one. Today I was helping my dad with an internet issue. He gave me his tablet to check out his problem. I opened the browser. There were 8 tabs open to Pornhub. 8.
He's a guy.
These are his faves. He's saving. He's coming back to these later.
Yeah, well, look, exactly.
What could his problem be?
He got married 16 years ago. He hasn't had sex in 3 years. His wife just games all night and then passes out.
Yeah, and then chats with her friends on Clubhouse.
Let's stop beating on Dad.
Right. There you go. That's your Wednesday look at F My Life.